Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, Queer Eye star Tan France opens up about becoming a new dad and scolds me about my skincare routine. Plus, Simone Biles takes home the bronze, and Reese Witherspoon might just be in the billionaire club. It's August 3rd. Hello, everyone. This is People Every Day. It's me, Janine Rubenstein, and it is Tuesday. A ton happening out there in entertainment. So I'm just going to dig in and bring you those big headlines and what you need to know about them up top. Then later in the show, I chat with the fabulous Tan France. You know and love him for bringing the style on Queer Eye. Turns out he just became a new dad. And even though I caught up with him a little bit before that news, he tells me all about his parenting plans. On top of that, we talk skincare do's and don'ts for the summer as part of his The Now Me campaign. So stick around for all of that. I learned a lot. You will too. All right, on to those headlines. We touched on it yesterday, but now Matt Damon is addressing the backlash he's faced for telling the Sunday Times that he used the F slur in regards to the gay community while telling a joke at home, and that his daughter let him know it was wrong. So he issued a statement yesterday saying, quote, "I have never called anyone that F slur in my personal life. And this conversation with my daughter was not a personal awakening." He added that he does not use slurs of any kind and that, quote, "To be as clear as I can be, I stand with the LGBTQ plus community." So he framed it as if it was said during a conversation they were having about what was considered okay to say back in the day. But she let him know that whenever it was said, it was never okay. So good on her. Another young woman doing great work, slightly more famous, Simone Biles clinched the bronze medal in the balance beam competition yesterday. I am so excited about this, considering all she's been through at these games. Take a listen to what she had to say about the accomplishment.
To bring the topic of mental health, I think it should be talked about a lot more, especially with athletes, because I know some of us are going through the same things and we're always told to push through it.
Just wow. And my colleague, Karen Misoguchi, is going to take us into that moment. Karen is on the ground in Tokyo and was there for it all. So take a listen to her recap.
You could tell she was kind of nervous. She did change her dismount at the very end to avoid having any twists. And then once she landed her dismount, you could kind of tell that the entire room was cheering for Simone. I think everyone in the room was rooting for her and making sure that she was happy and she was healthy. But yeah, after I spoke with her coach after the press conference tonight, and she was even saying that she chose to be here and she wanted to be here. No one forced her to compete. And that goes for the same as being a cheerleader for her teammates and her fellow gymnasts. For men's events as well, Simone was in the venue, just being their biggest supporter, biggest cheerleader.
Oh, amazing. I am so jealous. Okay, last thing I've got to get into is my girl Reese Witherspoon being so money, okay? Seriously, her media company, Hello Sunshine, was just sold to a venture capitalist firm for more than $900 million. Okay, couple that with the millions she's got already from being Reese freaking Witherspoon, and the star is likely in billionaire territory. I mean, by my calculations, she's there. So why is Hello Sunshine, that company, worth so much? Some of it is thanks to Reese's hit book club that has become the source of great material for her production companies. I mean, do Big Little Lies,
Monterey? Yeah, we just moved here.
And Little Fires Everywhere ring a bell?
I have always had the best intentions.
Okay, what can I say? She knows how to pick them. Congrats to her. And I always knew Elle Woods would come out on top, you guys.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
Reese, Elle, they're both just Fabulous. And, well, speaking of fabulous, Tan France, if you don't know, brings the style to Queer Eye as the hit Netflix show's fashion expert and one of the Fab Five. And I'm so excited because after having Karamo on not too long ago, I am now two-fifths of my way to interviewing the whole amazing crew. Tan hails from the UK and has been married to husband Rob France for almost 15 years. And just yesterday, the two welcomed home their baby boy Ismael, who actually arrived 7 weeks early and spent 3 weeks in the NICU. I caught up with Tan just ahead of all of that, but we do get into his excitement to become a parent and their plans for the little one. But also, if you watch Queer Eye, it's all about learning to love who you are and being comfortable in your own skin. So Tan and I also got into the importance of actual skincare and confidence as we go through this hot summer season. So sit back and take a listen to all of that. Well, first and foremost, congratulations on your new Emmy nomination.
Thank you.
Wow. I mean, how is it feeling returning to the red carpet again?
God, I hope that we actually do get a carpet again and a award show again. We have no idea, Claire, honestly. Who knows what they're going to do for the Emmys this year? But my gosh, I hope they have them because it's my favorite time of the year. And so I hope we get that back. But it's just so lovely to be nominated. It's going to sound like film modesty. I just can't believe we're nominated again. I'm blown away.
Oh my gosh, it's no surprise to me whatsoever. I cry every time. It's just...
I just thought everyone was over it. And I was like, okay, great, they're not. We can keep doing this.
No, this is life. Queer Eye is life. Okay.
I'm going to keep that. Queer Eye is life.
Yes. So it's summertime, which means hotter weather and, you know, an excuse to show some skin. But that's easier said than done for a lot of people with skin issues, right? So talk to me about that.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked because it is the reason that I'm here. I partnered with Sanofi and Regeneron as part of their Now Me campaign. Mm-hmm. I get asked so often, what should people wear in this season? What should people wear in that season? Especially when it comes to the summer. What do we wear during the summer? And for so many people, I did not realize this, so many people suffer with eczema and they can't show off their skin. You had mentioned showing off their skin, and I'm used to showing off my skin in the summer.
Yeah.
That's a luxury for so many. And so when Sanofi and Regeneron asked me to partner with them, it felt like the perfect partnership. What I do on Queer Eye is encourage people to feel the best they can possibly feel, the most comfortable they can possibly feel,
yeah,
and to celebrate themselves. And it feels like I get another version of this with this campaign. So I'm really
nice.
Excited about it.
Have you had any folks on Queer Eye who've dealt with skin issues before?
Okay. The reason why I said yes to this campaign and why I was excited about it is because we just finished season 6. So at this point, I've done at least 50-something episodes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not surprised easily at this point. When somebody says, I've got this body issue or this style issue or whatever issue, I'm like, yeah, I know what I have to deal with that. Let's move on. Somebody stumped me for the first time ever. I took somebody to a vintage store. And I went to put something on them. It was a cream-colored item. And she said, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't think I can wear that. And I was like, oh, please just try whatever I just trust me.
Trust
and
me. She, I know things.
I do this for a living. And she was like, oh, no, I'm sorry. Clearly nobody's told you. I have eczema, really severe eczema. I don't wear light colors. And many people with eczema itches because then it can ooze and bleed. So light colors are kind of like their nemesis.
Oh, wow.
And so I learned something new, quite honestly, and I want to be able to help as many people as possible. And so knowing that there was this issue that I had no idea about and what it meant to people, that when Sanofi and Regeneron asked if I wanted to partner, I was like, I literally had this weeks ago. Yes, I would love to talk about it.
Wow. And so what is your skin regimen in the summer? I know there is, of course, a lot about sunscreen, making sure first and foremost that people are just taking care of their skin.
Even people of color.
Yes.
Janine, I think that my people, your people, we believe that so many say, oh, we didn't worry about sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that good skin. Yeah, I know. We've got that real good skin. Let's keep it good. Like, we've got to SPF. It's not about getting any darker or whatever. That's not a concern. I want you to be concerned about preserving your skin, looking gorge. So skincare is very important to me. I've been obsessed with it for years.
You can tell.
Yeah, in fact.
It's gorgeous.
Thanks. And so, yeah, I've been taking care of my skin since I was like 17. My mom was a real stickler for it. And at the time, I hated it as a kid when she'd moisturized my whole body. But now I'm like, oh, thank God, mom, you did that. Because, yeah, I'm keeping my skin smooth and vibrant. And so I did like a 5-step process. It only takes me a minute every morning.
A 5-step process. Okay, really quickly, like what are the players in this 5-step process?
It's simple. I start with a cleanser, always.
Cleanser.
And then I move on to a toner.
Okay.
And then a serum.
Okay.
I then do an eye cream whilst I'm letting the serum everywhere else dry and seep in. My little eye cream, tiny little bit. And then I finally put on a moisturizer. Now, I put on a night cream and I add some SPF to my moisturizer.
Nice.
I use a night cream just because I've got dry skin and I live in Utah.
I'm stealing all of this, by the way, because I have a 2-step that I feel like I need to upgrade now into a 5-step.
I'm sorry to call you out publicly. A 2-step does not cut it. You are gorgeous, but that's just jeans. It's not going to last forever. You've got to get a bit more help. You need 3 more steps.
Wow. Okay. I will tell you something that may be bad for your skin, but I'm also super excited for you. You're expecting?
It's going to be very bad for my skin.
Kids are bad for your skin.
Yes.
But you and the hubby, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We are so excited. I am a little bit terrified to go back to Queer Eye next season because people think, who's that guy? I know I will age 10 years in 6 months after we have our baby, but it's so worth it. I'm desperate. We are desperate to bring this baby home and hold this baby.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And you have said on record that if you could, you'd have 6.
Yeah.
I want to call you right after the baby's there and then just check in and make sure that that's still the case.
You know, here's the thing. I know that I sound nuts and we're probably not going to have 6. I used to want 6 when I was like 30. I'm now almost 40. I definitely don't think my knees can handle having kids that long. I don't want to be running around after a toddler at 50, but I still want a minimum 3 or 4, minimum.
Wow. Well, they are beautiful. I have 2 of my own. So yes, there is all the joy there as well. I shouldn't make it seem so hard.
No, I know it's going to be tough. I know it is, but I'm positive the good is going to outweigh the bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good cop, bad cop parent. How are you thinking you guys are going to shake out?
Bad cop.
Oh.
Always bad cop. Listen, I don't want to call out races here, but I find that with Caucasian folks, they're a little more liberal with their kids. My husband is Caucasian and all of his family, all of his friends, all of our friends, they're a little more loosey-goosey, whereas South Asian people are quite strict with their children. Mm. And so I'm definitely going to be a typical South Asian Muslim parent. Definitely.
Yeah, the skin regimen like your mom did with you. You're like, you were going to be taking care of your skin.
Yes, and you will not get up from this table until you've eaten all your food and you will not get multiple options. There is one option. You will eat that.
I love it. Next up, more of my chat with Queer Eyes Tan France. Stick around.
Friday, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your wonderful, beautiful culture, you recently partook in Netflix's campaign to spotlight Asian American Pacific Islander talent for Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So, tell me just a little bit what that was like. Ashley Park, Lana Kandor, Margaret Cho, Naomi Osaka was involved.
Yeah, it was an incredible campaign. Netflix asked me to join, and they know I speak about that stuff all the time. You pretty much can't shut me up about it because I think it's important. I joined this industry for a reason. I joined it to lend my voice, if I became successful in this industry, to lend my voice to a greater cause. Mm-hmm. And for me, that fight is the representation of my people. I think that my people have been perceived in a negative way for a very long time in Western media. And I wanted to show that we are just the same as everybody else. We have some wonderful differences that should be celebrated, but we're normal people too. Yeah. We have our kids, we take them to school, we have regular jobs, we're not scary. And so that was really important. And my part of the campaign was to show that one of us represent a community does not mean that we've done a great job and that's it. We got one, so we're good. No.
Yeah. You just posted about that recently and it's been so well received, as saying like, yeah, just having one person that looks like me doesn't, like, you can't just check that off and say you've taken care of all of this.
Yeah. And so it felt like a really powerful campaign and one that I will continue on with.
Nice.
I'm very involved with that movement. I'm on the board of Act to Change, which is an AAPI anti-bullying campaign.
Nice.
But it's something I'm really passionate about.
Beautiful. And so I talked about having Karama on the show, and he talked about his experience as a Black man down in Texas. And he just, you know, heard some eye-opening things. That's, of course, the South. And he, you know, had to deal with some stuff as he was filming. So I'm wondering, have you ever experienced something similar while filming where you had to break down some barriers and let people know, hey?
Yeah, not with external people. Mm-hmm. I can't speak to Karama's experience. I wasn't on set that day. We don't always shoot together.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't there for that. Thankfully, I had no abuse from anybody in Texas whatsoever on the street. But there were a couple of heroes who were very confused by who I am, what brown people represent, what it's like to be a person of color. And we definitely went in. That is something I do not avoid. And so I think that this season is going to be eye-opening.
I love that. I can just imagine. I actually have some family from Texas, but like I can imagine them being like, okay, he's gorgeous. He has gray hair, but he's super young. He's also has a UK accent, but he's brown.
A lot of people got real confused, real confused. I know that we are in the West. People travel all over. However, a lot of people were confused by me.
Well, oh my goodness. I just love you. And I'm glad that you're breaking down all of those misconceptions. I have the ultimate question for you. The French tuck. Is it French because of your name or because that's how they do it in France? The French tuck.
Here's the thing. It is the question I get asked most in my DMs, in my comments. It always has been. So I'm going to set the record straight. When we were shooting the first season of Queer Eye, I always did the French tuck and I did it on a few of our heroes. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the person who runs our show, we call them the showrunner, who basically directs the whole thing, said, we should give a name to it because you use it so often. And I was like, I don't know, it's just some kind of front talk. And she said, we should figure out a name. And so I Googled this talk and there were many names for it. And one person who was French did it beautifully. And I was like, we should call it the French talk because so many French people are doing it on this blog. And that's how it became. I didn't even think for a second, oh, my name is France. That's why. But that's what people assume. And I just think, oh gosh, I'm such an idiot. Why did I not think of that? I just said, yes, that's why it's called the French tuck.
I love it. I love it. It wasn't about me, but now it is kind of, and I love it. And lastly, just what would you say are some, just go to, you're gonna nail it. I feel like you're doing it right now, just a crisp white tee, but you're gonna nail it this summer looks.
Ooh, okay. Well, as part of the Naomi campaign, a crisp white tee is really important. Really is. It means that somebody finally feels like they have managed to get some of their symptoms under control and therefore they are wearing that white tee. So it really is a symbol of the campaign. But if you have the luxury of not having to worry about eczema, I would say oversized tailoring is gorgeous this season. I don't usually care about a trend, but that is a trend I love in lightweight fabrics like linens and cottons. Mm. Love oversized suiting for men, women, non-binary, everyone. And then a neon, a pop of neon this season. It was a thing a couple of years ago, but it came back in a really big way. I do love it very much. And one other little thing is I used to hate purple.
Yeah.
It's just never been my favorite color. But this year I've embraced like lilacs with chartreuse.
Lilacs with chartreuse coming together.
Absolutely. Just give it a try. It's gorgeous.
That was Queer Eyes Tan France. For more on him, head over to people.com. And now, something to make you smile. Ever had a major crush? Well, Lizzo has. Remember when the hit singer drunkenly hopped in Chris Evans's DMs back in April? Well, she is back at it again. And this time, she posted on TikTok that she and Chris are, wait for it, expecting a baby. Yep, listen.
I've been sucking in. We're gonna have a little America.
The Captain America actor took it all in fun and slid into her DMs with a response I'm sure is giving her major inspiration for her next hit single. He said, "Hi, just heard about our little bundle of joy. My mother will be so happy, LOL." And in true Lizzo fashion, she shared her reaction on TikTok.
All the rumors are true.
I should note, her new single called Rumors will be out in a couple of weeks. All right, talk to you all tomorrow.